This chazar lechem neshel bachir chatzur shalach. Remember Yehuda mezach diyavama staf kuf hey. Frek the Gemara. The Gemara said the Rabbi Akiva would not hold that a yavama spitting makes her usher to the yavam and yibum. However, Braisa says that if a woman spits but does not remove his shoe, her pchalitza is possible. This means it has some effect, but it's possible. The Braisa can't be following Rabbi Lazar because, whether Rabbi Yezer, depending on the girsa, because the Braisa says earlier that the removal of the shoe without spitting is a valid chalitza, which is not true according to Rabbi Lazar. The Braisa must follow Rabbi Akiva. We see that he holds that spitting alone has some effect, which presumably means that it makes her usher to the yavam. Marzis Rabbi Akiva would say that the Rabbanim were geyser when a woman spits and make her usher to do yibum, because people who see her spit will think that she also removed the shoe. And if they then do yibum, people will say that yibum can be done after chalitza. And that's why he was geyser in that case. Murray says that others sent to Shmuel's father the following, that if a Yavama spits at her Yavam, she must do Chalitza, may no longer do Yibum, but she need not spit again when she does the Chalitza. We find a story where a woman spat before removing the shoe, and Rami told her not to spit again. This was because the order, first to remove the shoe, then the spitting, is not really essential. It's not ma'akiv, and therefore even spitting before is going to be kosher. Bryce says this as well. Murray says, people once asked Levi whether a woman with no hands can do Chalitza with her teeth, whether a woman who spits blood, is that a valid chalitza? And why a pasuk says that the Malach said to Daniel that he will tell Daniel the true things written in Shemayim? Are there false things written there? So Levi didn't know the answer, so he went to Beis Medrash and asked over there. There they answered him that a woman may do chalitza with her teeth. Spitting of blood is a kosher chalitza, and regarding what's written in that what's written in Shemayim as being true is like this, because if it was written without an accompanying promise, it's not true in the sense that such a decree may still be rescinded. Mar says we see this in a statement of Shmuel Bar Naami, who says that a decree accompanied by a promise cannot be overturned, as is taught to us by the decree that and accompanying promise made by Hashem to never forgive the family of Eli for the errors that they did, that even if many kabbanas are offered. Rava said, although forgiveness maybe not can't come about through kabbanas for the mishpachas Eli, it could come about through Torah learning. Abaya said forgiveness could come about for them through Torah learning and Ma'isim Toivim. The Gemara says that Rabba and Abaya, they both came from the family of Eli. Rabba, who only learned Torah, lived for 40 years, even though they were supposed to die at 18, because of his Torah, lived till 40. Abaya, who learned Torah, ended in Midas Chasodim, he lived till 60 years. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, there was a family in Yerushalayim who would die when they reached 18 years old. Rabbi Yechon told him, you must be from Eli's family. Learn Torah and you live. They taka learned Torah and they taka lived longer. Rav Shmuel bar Unya, the name of Rav, said, we learn from a pasuk that the decree against the tzibur can always be overturned. Another pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem b'Matzah, which suggests that we can only call out to Hashem when he's nearby, meaning before the decree is finalized. Mar says that refers to a yachid. What's the time? When is that time that Hashem is considered to be near for yachidim? So Rabbi Avua said, this refers to Aser Simei Tshuva. They sent to the father of Shmuel, if a Yavama spits blood at her Yavam, she must do Chalitza and may no longer do Yibam, because it's not possible that the spitting of blood doesn't have some spit in it as well, and therefore it accomplishes something. Fechmar Abraisa says that blood from the mouth of a Zav is not tummy. Now, if blood always has saliva, it should be tummy out to the saliva of a Zav. Marsh said, when the Yavama sucks blood in and spits it out, it will surely contain saliva. But when blood just drips out of her mouth, which is the case by the Zav, it does not contain saliva. The Mishnah said, Chayri Shenechlatz v'chulub. Yudanim Rav said that this, meaning that the chalitza is invalid, but would still prevent the yibum from being done, is the view of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chum say that the chalitza of a minor has no effect at all, and even yibum may still be done. Mishnah said, Ketana Shecholtza v'chulu. Rabbi Yudanim Rav said, this follows Rabbi Meir, who says that a woman is compared to a man, just like the Yavam has to be an adult based on the pasuk Ish, the Yavam also has to be an adult. However, the Chum say that we do not make that comparison, and therefore the Yavama need not be an adult. The Chum is the view of Rabbi Yaisi, who says that a minor Yavama may do chalitza. Only the minor Yavam who cannot, but the minor Yavam may. The Mar brings a lengthy story in which Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yaisi, said that his father, Rabbi Yaisi, said that although a Yavam who is a minor may not do Chalitza, a Yavam who is a minor may do Chalitza. Rami said that from Rabbi Yaisi we see that a Yavam who is a minor may do Chalitza once she's 6 or 7 and has the mental capacity to buy and sell movable property. Rabbi said she must be the age of making vows, which is a year before Bas Mitzvah, meaning 11, from 11 years old and up. Mara Paskins, that a Yavama can do Chalitza only once she produces Shtei Cyrus, she's an adult, as Rabbi Meir said. The Mishnah had said, Cholza b'shnayim v'chulu. Rabbi Yosef Zaktamar, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yumi, the Nemer of Nachman, said the halacha does not follow the pair, meaning does not follow Rav Shimon Rabbi Yochanan Sander, who said the chalitza is valid when one of them are apostle. Fekmar of Nachman already said this when he said that the chalitza has to be done in front of three people, so why is he repeating it again? Mar said from that we would have thought that three are only nil chatchila. From the Psak and Agamara, we also if we would have if we just had the Psak and Agamara, we'd have thought that he requires to be with the Yevah, but maybe requires five lechatchila. That's why he needs to pass on that you need a bezin of three. And he also has to say that the halacha does not follow Rav Shimon and Rav Yochanan and Sanda.